As you heard from one of the folks in the audience today, there's a real question of trust, I guess, with a lot of producers and HSUS and in Nebraska and across the country. And how do you address that?
Well, I think, first of all, proof's in the pudding. I think the Humane Society of the United States got behind on messaging. It didn't see big ag and a lot of the corporate ag farm bureau coming out so negatively, and so a lot of the distrust is really myths and based on lies. It's not the truth, but it's there. That becomes the reality. So now it's our job. I think the best way to overcome that distrust is to prove to them that we can be a partner with family farmers and independent producers, whether that's supporting the GPSA rules. We didn't get everything we wanted there, but we jumped on board at the request of John Hansen and other ag leaders. And so I think the proof has to come forward first, and then hopefully we can wear down the distrust.
Let's talk about that. You were talking about GPSA earlier, and I guess I wasn't aware HSUS was involved in that discussion, and I suppose some people might say, how does that relate to animal welfare?
Well, first and foremost, it's agreements like this with John Hansen and the Farmers Union that helped educate and give support for me with talking to the leadership of the Humane Society of the United States and its members, that it was important that we do support it. How does it help? We feel very strongly as the Humane Society of the United States, that the best place we can find good stewards of the land and of the animals is with our family farmers. Consumers know that. They're looking for family farmers. Big Ag would like to have the face of the family farmer on their boxes and on their crates. But we really believe giving that farmer access to open markets allows them to survive and be sustainable. And then they're the best folks who have a conscience towards their land, towards their animals, and we think overall the animals are benefited from it.
Okay. What is the biggest misperception that you're trying to clear up with HSUS?
That HSUS is an organization trying to eliminate animal products and trying to eliminate animal livestock. That is just not the case. I mean, I'm a pig farmer. Over 95% of our membership eat animal products like I do, and we go to barbecues. Our membership is not about eliminating animal products. We want to know, though, what we are about is that there's not cruelty and extreme confinement on that farm production. What we want to know is know our farmer, know that they're good stewards of the land and the animals, and we can feel good about buying their product. We'd love to have, our Nebraska members would love to have Nebraska products at the grocery store instead of products brought in all the way from China or from out of state and in these vertical integrated systems that they no longer trust. That's who they don't trust. They don't trust the huge corporations and the vertical integration that's gone on, and our membership wants to know these family farmers. So that's why this is a great agreement, satisfies our membership. Here are 51,000 people in Nebraska, and hopefully it'll open some markets and sustain some family farms.
We keep seeing past statements that have been made by leaders of HSUS, some of the top people in the organization, that do indicate that they'd like to see animal agriculture exterminated. And again, that kind of goes back to the trust issue, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I think, they have to demonstrate. That's one reason they've stepped up this program. This program's been around a long time. Like I said, I'm carrying around a catalog that was published in 93. But I think they have to overcome the misperception, the misstatements. A lot of those are taken out of context. They're one sentences out of a long speech. But the best way to overcome that, and Wayne Pacelli understands that, I understand that, is, get out here and show. There's nothing better in rural America than showing folks. I'm from the Show Me State, and so the proof's in the pudding. We've got to demonstrate that we are for farmers. We're going to see them on our web pages. You're going to see them in our magazines. We're going to be highlighting agriculture and what's good in agriculture. And that's important, too. A lot of agriculture is getting demonized itself, and a lot of these consumers are moving away from agriculture because they can't trust it. We believe this program also brings a benefit to the agriculture by putting a positive face, the real face of these family farmers towards those consumers, those 11 million people I've been talking about.